You're listening to SBS News.
Oh, this is the airport. Look, this friend has been here 2 years. You see that this all this in the airport to say my brothers and my sister.
It's been 60 years since Mari Paz Moreno left Spain. Looking for independence, the then 23-year-old boarded a flight bound for Australia.
They said the salaries are good and you can learn English for free and then go and work in your own choice or your own work in here, in what you are doing here. And that was absolutely not true, absolutely not true.
Josefina Uribarri was 27 when she made the same difficult decision as Mari. At the time, she was on a very low wage as a cleaner in Spain.
I had a daughter. I had a boyfriend. It was the hard thing to do that.
Between 1960 and 1963, 700 single Spanish women came to Australia. Josefina thought they were here for work and to admire the wildlife.
And they say we came to Australia, but we didn't know. Only we knew there was kangaroos. But when I come here, I look for the kangaroos. No.
But the women were actually brought here under an agreement between the Spanish and Australian governments in the hope they'd become wives. Researcher Dr. Natalia Ortiz says that agreement was called the Martha Plan.
The first agreement between the two countries brought labour, male labour, to work on the sugarcane in Queensland, and they realised very quickly that those men needed something else. So then they came up with a second agreement, and it was this one. And the idea was to mingle with the Spanish male community or the Italian Spanish community and brought up some relationships, weddings, etc. Really, apart from the company, it was just to make the migrants to stay, because a lot of them came for a couple of years and then the intention was to return, and Australia wanted the migrants to stay. So the best thing was to, you know, have some families here.
Josefina married a year after she arrived. She's lived in Melbourne ever since. Her daughter has also moved to Australia to be with her.
I never sorry to be in Australia. I'm so happy since the very beginning. At the very beginning was this nostalgia and sadness, but I was happy.
For Mari, who settled in Sydney, it wasn't as easy.
I always said for 20 years I was crying for my country when nobody looked or nobody knew. But then I said, I'm wasting my tears, I'm wasting my time, and I'm silly, no more. And I start living, dancing, everything.
Mari ended up marrying an Italian man. They're still together today.
Cupid, still with his blindfolded. He got into my life and his life, and what do you do? What do you do?
These are just two of the hundreds of experiences had by women brought in on the Martha Plan. Dr. Ortiz says she'll continue to document and preserve their stories. Rachel Carey, SBS News.